Good afternoon, everybody. It is Wednesday, the whatever day it is, the 9th, and I'm sitting outside in the garden. It's 4:45 in the afternoon, and we didn't have any lunch, and we didn't have any yesterday, and that was fine because I had more for breakfast. But this morning I had a poached egg, a piece of fried bread, and beans, and so I'm a bit hungry. So Obi's gone in to order me a cheese and apparently homemade chutney sandwich and a latte, and he's having a jam and cream scone. It's beautiful sunshine again today. I haven't really done much. I've just had a really lazy day, chilling out. I hope he's been to the gym, and we've both been chilling out really. After, apart from that, last night we had dinner. I had the soup for starter, which was cauliflower cheese, and it was gorgeous, absolutely lovely. And then I had fish and chips, and the fish was huge, and Obi had half of it. It was very, very nice. There was mushy peas, which I think were homemade, and also homemade chips, which were huge. They're not like really, they're more like wedges. And we had a whole lemon to put on the fish, but he had half the fish because it was too much for me. And he had scallops, which he said he only got about 5, and it wasn't enough, but we had olive bread with it as well. And he also had the seafood linguine, which I might try one day. I don't know what we're doing for dinner tonight, whether we're staying here or going out. We haven't made up our mind yet. We're going to take Niall for a walk in the woods a different way this time. And we will make sure we know where we're going and we don't end up getting lost. Yeah, that's about it really. It's very quiet here this afternoon. A lot of people are either in the health club or they've gone out. Or maybe they're in the rooms, I don't know. If we came here again, which we might do, it would be nice to have one of the ground floor rooms where they've got a little terrace, like your own little balcony. I would like that. But it's nice sitting out here, though. When you're out of the sun, it's a bit chilly today, but the sun is really warm. And it's lovely. Obi's got some alcohol. He's got vodka. I'll be drinking latte. Cafe latte. When the traffic stops. Oh, I heard a female owl. I didn't get to record her last night, and I didn't hear the twit-to-woo one. I heard the female that goes all pee-wee, pee-wee, like that. She flew over. Yeah?
You want white or brown bread?
White, please. Right. I'm having white bread because I'm on hot. We always have brown bread at home. We always have wholemeal, but I actually really like white bread, so we're having that. I'm having that because it's my holiday. We didn't have desserts. I'm not sure where our room is in relation to here. I think it's over to my right, around the corner. I can hear a dog barking. When we were going back from dinner last night, we heard a dog barking in one of the rooms. So I don't know if another guest has got a pet dog, because they are allowed here. We haven't seen any others. We've just heard them barking occasionally. Yeah, the female owl, she just flew over the trees. And she was gone too quick. She made some dogs bark somewhere. So they are obviously around here. So I should be listening out in earnest tonight. See if there's any males around. Because they're the ones I like to hear going, doo-wee-doo, you know, or they go, actually, hello, Divi, I'm doing an audio boo. Darling?
That's my dog.
I know, I said I'm doing an audio boo.
Oh, really?
It's lovely here, isn't it?
Yeah. That's terrible. It looks beautiful in the sun.
What does? Oh, that. Oh. I've accidentally knocked it over. Oh no! It's very quiet this afternoon here, isn't it? There's nobody around.
Some people are arriving, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Are they?
Yeah, there's some people sitting down in there. I think there's people are just sitting down there reading paper and drinking coffee.
Yeah, they're just really having chilling out.
Yeah, that's what they're doing in there.
I think that's what this place is really for. Which is good that we came here then, because that's what we wanted to do.
I've asked for a cider, you know what I mean?
Cider?
Mm.
Oh. You've got that there.
I know.
Anyway, I'll be interested to taste this homemade chutney. Mature cheddar. Here come some people. It's a really beautiful day. We have been very lucky with this weather, really lucky. Because it was sunny the day we got here. It was sunny yesterday. It's meant to be sunny tomorrow and Friday, and then it's meant to be turning a bit more crappy. Are you on your iPad?
I'm just looking on Facebook.
Oh. I started to look on Facebook earlier, but I didn't really pursue it. I don't know why. I think I fell asleep.
Before it came out?
No, not before we came out, when you'd gone down the gym. I fell asleep for a little while, for about half an hour. Then you sent me a message on Messenger and it woke me up. But that was all right, because I wanted to wake up. The network, the mobile service, the phone service is terrible. Well, if you're on Vodafone, I don't know what other services are like, because there's a lot of trees here. And the hotel's free internet isn't very good either, is it? It keeps coming and going. Sometimes it's all right, but if you're trying to play something, sometimes it keeps starting over again or stopping. So I haven't really listened to any audio booze because it's been too much of a pain. Where's our room from here? Is it that way?
Directly in front of you.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
How come we're not getting the sun in our room now then? We have it in the mornings.
Because the sun is to the left of you, front of you to the left.
So is that the corner there?
Corner?
We're on a corner, we must be.
Yeah, that's the corner there.
Yeah, and you can see our room. So these chairs are directly underneath.
Underneath what?
Underneath our bedroom.
No, the hotel is not here. If you're in the garden, the hotel is over there.
Yeah, but where's our bedroom from here?
What's in front of you is like...
No, I know it's not right in front of me, but I mean, it's... When you look down from the garden, from the window, you see here.
You can't see here because the conservatory is blocking it. Because it's the roof of the conservatory, you know what I mean?
Oh, the conservatory is blocking it, yeah. Okay, I see what you mean. But we're sort of above the restaurant then, we must be.
Spare glass.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
The others all coming together, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Matt will bring that out for you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
No problem at all. There we go.
All right.
A spare glass. What did you get that for? Your vodka?
I think you got it wrong. I was asking for a glass earlier for the vodka.
Oh, well, I suppose you shouldn't really be drinking it out here, but at least you've brought something from them as well, so.
Yeah. No, man. That was the idea, actually.
We can't really drink it inside, I don't think, though. I think we could get away with it out here. I mean, in the room, you can.
I think anyone will say anything about it because they come to me, come around, do cleaning and all. They see me drinking. I think I'll be too direct. Anyways, they don't even know. I haven't spoken to them, so they won't be that direct. But thing is, no one said anything about it.
Oh, we think we're the talk of the hotel, don't we? People don't know what our situation is because the two cleaners that... came to set, well, they're not called cleaners, I don't know what they're called, chambermaids, no, they can't be chambermaids, housekeeping staff, that's what they call themselves, they came to the room when I was in there, because we put the notice on the door to say, please service our room. So they came in, I said, come in. I've just seen your friend down the gym. That's my husband. Oh, okay, well, I thought it might be, but I didn't really want to say, and I thought, yeah, of course you did. And then you had a big breakfast, didn't you? And someone said, this bloke was talking about it, and then he went, oh, he must cost you a fortune. I think they think, like, I'm paying for him. I didn't realise, I thought they meant at home. Like, our food bills must be high. Otherwise, I would have said, I'm not paying the bill, he is. They think you're my carer. Oh, honestly. What are we going to do tonight, Divi? Are we eating here or are we eating out?
It's up to you. What have I said
we'll do now? I think we'll eat here tonight. I think we can eat out. We'll eat out tomorrow because we've got our treatments tomorrow. And what are you having done tomorrow? Body massage?
Face massage.
Facial?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm having, I think I'm having my fingernails done. Manicure. I can't remember. We'll have to check the times of that. And then Friday we're hopefully going to go out to Rye for the day. We want to get to a beach at some point. We've got more treatments Saturday, haven't we? But more than anything, we just want to take it as it comes, really. Take a break from the madness of everyday life. I wonder what those birds are. Are they? I don't think they're gulls. I don't know. Haven't heard any seagulls here. I think because we're a little bit inland.
Oh.
What's the cider like?
Tastes funny.
Does it?
I mean, palm wine. A bit like palm wine in Nigeria, you know what I mean?
Can you smell it?
The person that's going to bring the whatever they bring in.
Yeah.
You can ask them about the beach and whatever you want to ask them.
Yeah. It just smells like cider to me. Is it a certain type or is it just cider?
Stone press something, I'm not sure it is.
It just smells apple-y. It smells nice. Actually, I used to like cider sometimes. What is that bird? I recognise it, but... There's two of them, whatever they are. I'm going to ask her, what's the nearest beach and do they know any beaches where we can take dogs? Out because the season's not finished till the 30th of September. After that, you can let them off on any beach, I think. But I want to be able to let him off. So I don't know if he'll go in the sea, but I've never taken him to the seaside. Although I've been at the seaside with him, but I don't never taken him on the beach. Because when we had our caravan, it was near here. It was near Rye. Oh, yeah, when we were coming in the taxi from Rye to here, we passed a pub. What was it called?
A pub?
Yeah.
I can't remember that pub now.
The Cock Inn.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
The cock inn.
It's a double end, though, not one end.
You know what I mean? Yes, we know that, because an inn is like a pub, but what a name, the cock inn.
What was the one he said he knew?
BJ on the beach. BJ's on the beach.
What was that again? Was that a pub, I swear?
No, it's a supermarket in Canberra. It's called BJ's on the beach. I didn't know what he meant at first, but he means blowjob. I didn't even get it at first. Did you?
Up to now, I still don't know what it means. You're the expert.
I think it means... shut up. Blowjob.
What does that even mean?
Oh, God. I'm not telling you that on audio, boo. Do you not know what a blowjob is? Seriously.
I've never had a bit of my life, you know.
Are you joking? Oh, they can hear me over there. Is there someone sitting over there?
Huh?
Is there someone sitting over there?
Yeah.
Over there. How embarrassing.
And you're screaming, blowjob.
Oh, you do know what it means then. It's your fault. It's your bloody fault, isn't it? If you hadn't pretended, you didn't know what it is.
You're staring at you now.
Oh, is he really? Divvy. Is he?
Hey. It's written as paper now, boy. I think it looks like you drew the papers.
Oh dear, I was struck again. Your fault.
Like everything is, isn't it?
Yeah. You didn't know what one was, you said. And I was stupid enough to believe it. When he said it, BJ's, I was going, what? I thought, what was he on about? And then it suddenly, I kept thinking about it, and then I think that's what he means. But it's not as bad as the cock inn, though. Definitely not. I don't know, what are these vehicles that keep going by, these big things like that? Darling?
Mm-hmm.
What are those big things that go by?
Can I see it from here?
Oh, I keep forgetting there's a fence up. They keep coming by. I don't know whether they're farm vehicles or something. They don't sound like normal lorries, you know what I mean?
Hmm.
The man was reading his paper, mind his own business. Oh, God. How can I ever hold my face up again? In public. Sex on the beach. I think I've lowered the tone of the hotel. It's probably not nothing new with me. I think they sound like some kind of water birds, those birds. I wonder what that thing was when we were in the woods that you said it was southern water or something it said, didn't it? A warning. I wonder what that was.
Was what?
When we were in the woods the other day, yesterday, and that you said there was a warning sign about something to do with...
Oh, yeah.
I wonder what that was.
We're going to have a look at it. It looks like it'd be dark soon, though.
Seriously?
No, it's like it's... the sun is shining right now, bro. You'll be getting there soon,
right? Well, it's not only for about 5 o'clock. It gets dark by about 7:30, seven-ish, seven, not long after seven now, doesn't it?
Mm.
So if we're going to go for this walk, we don't have to make it a long one. We can just go for a little walk.
We've got to keep an eye on how well we keep
it. Yeah, we bloody hell. I don't want to get lost in the dark down there. That will be really scary. I heard an owl last night, did I tell you?
I'm glad you didn't tell me. I didn't even hear you right now.
It wasn't a twit-woo one, it was a female. She just flew over the trees. I heard her flying off. Going, wee, wee, wee. And I was listening. I never heard any males.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea... Well, that's not how it goes, is that? If you there's a way you no, the words actually if you look at it on the tone, I would not be able right now.
Yeah.
I know we could talk about shit like that.
Why? I've talked about plenty on there. Where's this blooming sandwich? It'd be dinner time if they don't hurry up. How long does it take to butter a few bits of bread and shove a sandwich together?
Shall I ask them when they
come? No. That's rude.
So saying behind your back is polite.
Well, no, but it's not rude because they don't hear it. Sounds like another one of those things going by. Maybe they're coaches or something.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of... No, how did it go?
I don't know, you're getting the rhythm wrong.
I know the words is, if you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea. Now, how do you put it into that?
Hold on, I'm just trying to think. I don't know, because I think maybe you've got it a little bit wrong.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea.
Maybe it doesn't say in the middle of the sea. If you ever find yourself stuck. I don't know. Look it up.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, if you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, that's it.
Oh.
If you ever, I think it goes slowly. Then when it gets to that part, it goes faster, that part. If you ever find yourself stuck in the, come on. It's upside down.
Is it coming?
What?
My sandwich.
No, that nigga over there. With the paper.
I wonder where that black man went.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, that's it.
No, that doesn't still quite sound right.
Ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea. If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea. If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea.
But he gets the rhythm a bit better than that.
It's a song, darling.
I know, but it's got rhythm to it. And
it's his song.
Yes, I know, but I'm just saying, shut up. Well, he didn't write it.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the
sings it. We shouldn't know. We've heard it enough times.
What's the next one?
I don't know. I don't listen to the words. I know them.
If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light
to guide you.
It's coming now.
Yay!
Yeah. I'll leave you the whole tray.
Do you want the whole tray?
Yeah, you might as well.
She does it a lot, all right.
Shut up, don't go through that again.
There we go.
Do you want to ask him what you want to ask him?
Yeah, do you know what's the nearest beach round here?
It'd be Canberra Beach, so it's about 7 miles away. It takes about 15 minutes.
Do you know if there's anywhere where you can let dogs... take dogs?
That would be Winchelsea Beach.
Oh, is that that's nearer, isn't it?
It's not, it's about the same sort of distance. You get to Rye and then you go towards Rye Harbour instead and then just keep following all the way up to Winchelsea.
Is there anything else there or is it just beach?
It's literally just the beach there. I mean, there's a couple of stores there, but that's about it.
Nothing. No cafe or anything like that?
There is a cafe out there, yeah. I mean, they're not as good as the ones at Canberra, but you obviously run the dogs off.
Oh, that's worth knowing, isn't it? Thanks.
Yeah, so Winchelsea is the best one to
go. Which is the scones here? Is that a scone?
That's it. So you've got the scone, the cheese sandwich, and then you've got the clotted cream, jam, bustard, all to go with the scone.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Well, where's my... Oh, what have I put
this
my
I just have one of you. I don't know what that is. It's like a...
Get your blooming hands out of my crisps, darling. Okay, I'll fall with it now.
Give me a phone, let me put it away so they don't.